stand on your knees. And in any way that you understand the following instruction, do it, which is bring the right foot to standing. Bring the right foot to standing. So some of you are going to have to amend how you folded your mats, or your right foot is going to get trapped, or you're going to have to lift it over. Okay, you're going to be doing this repeatedly. We have an extra mat there as well that could be used right now. Yeah, so do that a number of times. Just bring the right foot to standing. And, of course, if you do it quickly, and this Moshe says over and over again in all these ATMs where balance is an issue, he says you do it quickly because you overcome all your inabilities. So see if your strategy works if you do it slowly. Your strategy works. I like that. She just inched her foot around. Very good. Okay. That's good. Okay, well. So the first thing that if you can actually not only do the movement, but also glance around, what you notice is that some people bring that foot straight under, and others begin to take it around to the side. You notice that? I think you need to figure that one out a bit better. Where's your lovely thing for the head? No, it's in there. Okay, it'll come out. All right, good. So now continue to kneel on the left knee, the right knee, and see how you would bring the left foot to standing. See if you have a different strategy or different speed or different and yeah, try to do it slowly. Try to do it slowly. We'll get yeah. And just assess if you've, you know, what are the large ways, the simple ways that you can tell that you're stiffening. Holding breath, hands, tongue, right? Some of the more subtle ones are we'll get to. All right. I'll take a pause and, I don't know, sit down or something. And while you're pausing, I should make this, I have to find this link. Somebody sent me a link that actually is a test of whether you can get up from the floor to standing without...
That was Dale.
Yeah. Oh, that was you. That's right, yes. Yeah. That shows that if you can get up off the floor, there's some correspondence to how many more years you've got on this planet. So if you cannot easily get up from the floor from sitting to up, you're a little dubious how long you live.
And you're not using your hands and knees.
Sorry?
Without using your hands.
Hands and knees. I know. That's why I may not be long for this planet. Okay. Come stand on your knees. Stand on your knees. And now, you choose which side you're going to be kneeling on and which is the leg that you're going to take out to the side, because that's what you'll do. To bring the leg around, rather to stand on the foot, rather than bringing it straight through, what you're going to do is you're going to bring it around to the side. And of course, to bring it around to the side, you're going to have to sort out how you're going to deal with that weight. Around the side to the front. And you actually, when you come around to the front, you really put it on the front. And then actually begin to, when you're standing on the two knees, begin to tilt. Begin to tilt away from the leg that's going to get light. And feel when is the moment when the knee does even get a little bit light on the floor, and therefore it makes it a little bit easier to perhaps bring it around. And how are you tilting? From where are you tilting? Are you tilting from the pelvis? Are you tilting your head? Can you let your head also tilt. So it's like the head goes, the temple goes to the shoulder, the arm goes a little bit to the ground, so that you're not tilting like a stick, but your one side of you is shortening because you're going, bending downward on that side, and then the other side is lengthening a little bit, not because you're doing anything other than sinking your weight to the other side. Okay. Good. And do the same to the other side, or carry out a similar exploration. So the aid here, supposedly the aid here is, if you start letting the head drop a little bit, so you have weight shifting onto the standing side, onto the knee that's going to continue standing. And it's a really unusual way in which to let the weight of the head go, right? To let it go in that direction. And the hand. And indeed, if you find that your hand goes to the floor, let it go to the floor. And then stay like that with the hand to the floor. And if you need the floor to come up a little bit higher, take any of the items here. If the floor is too far away. And then stay leaning. You can lean with the fingertips. You don't have to lean with the whole hand. And then just swing your leg or carry your leg around in the half circle so that the foot is in front and then so that the foot is behind. And look for a lightness in the leg. Look for a kind of a lightness in the leg. A lightness that maybe you'll be able to actually recreate without leaning on the floor. So the leaning on the floor is an aid to carrying the leg lightly. It's a really unusual, right, sideward movement of the leg. We don't have very much abduction in the hip joint. So you need to take the pelvis, you need to take perhaps the chest. Great. Good. That's it. Lovely. Lovely. And then take a little pause, sitting back. Come to your knees. And whichever leg has been coming around to the side, and whichever hand you've been leaning on, see if you can, you don't have to lean on the floor, but you can use the mass, right? Use your weight, use your mass above to balance you on the standing knee, but to have the other leg be light. So we're not going to the other side yet. We're doing the same one without leaning. So we're finding out whether that little interlude with leaning made it possible to have the feeling of how much to tilt so that the leg is free and can go around. Great. Stay on the two knees, and now lean to the other side and free the other leg. Lean to the other side, free the other leg. And it doesn't have to be, some people are leaning directly to the side, some are leaning a little bit forward, just wherever you can. And you stay leaning so that balance is less of an issue, because you have the hand and the knee, balance is less of an issue. Use a stool if the floor is too far away. If you have to lean too far forward, that's going to make it harder to swing the leg. So rather maybe take a stool on the side. And if balance is not an issue, then it's a question of, what is the path in a circle or half circle to bring this leg around? Lightly. And then don't lean on the floor, and just use the leaning away from the moving leg to free it so that you can take it more smoothly around to the front. And then, of course, once it's to the front, then your head is back on top of your pelvis. Do that a few more times. And then alternate ones. One foot comes to the front, and then you put that knee down, and then the other one. That's it. And just notice how we've been talking about keeping the head in the middle, so now we're actually saying, no, 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 let the head go to the side, and now, of course, the head wants to stay in the middle. Right? So, make up your mind, says something. Okay, good, lie on your back and rest. Good. So as we all, or some of us at least, inch up to grandmother age, kind of, you know, children, or grandfather, excuse me, it's really interesting to watch how, young ones use this half-kneeling position and how easily they go from one knee to the other and from there they stand up and go back down and all that, but anyway, come again on the two knees. And bring the right foot to standing and then keep it there. So now you bring the right foot to standing, keep it there. And take the side, lean a little bit with the side of your right forearm on the thigh, somewhere on the right thigh. Tuck the toes of the left foot, for running. And this is a complete trick wording. Lift your left knee from the floor slightly and set it back down. Lift your left knee from the floor. Yeah, okay. Lift the left knee from the floor and set it back down. And what do you, how do you, where do you go to do that? Where do you shift your weight? The knee is coming away from the floor. Do you shift it forward onto the right foot? Does the knee kind of go right over the foot? Yeah? Okay, good. Now, put your left hand on the floor. Leave the right forearm where it is. The left toes are tucked. And now, begin to lift your pelvis. Begin to lift the bottom of your pelvis into the air. Notice that in order to lift the bottom of your pelvis into the air, it seems that your left knee has to lift. So do that a number of times and just notice whether when you actually think of it as lifting the bottom of your pelvis into the air, makes it easier. What?
The knee goes physically.
Yeah, and whether that's easier than actually thinking of lifting the knee. Now, of course, you do have the hand on the floor, and you have three points of support. And do you shift your weight still? Where do you shift your weight? You've got a base of support, and how do you use the three points? Because it's three points, but everything between those points is also the base of support. So do you still shift forward? Now onto the right foot and left hand, or do you, how do you use the back toes? Let's find out what you do on the other side before we make any suggestions. So, stand on the two knees, bring the left foot to standing, lean a bit on the right thigh, and then first, just without leaning, with the right hand on the floor, tuck the toes of the right foot. Tuck the toes of the right foot. Don't lean on the with the hands, the right hand on the floor. Don't yet, if you don't have to, absolutely. And now, lift the right knee. Should you think about the bottom of your pelvis, I won't stop you. And then put the right hand on the floor, so you have a larger base of support, and continue to lift the bottom of your pelvis. And note that as your pelvis lifts, especially the higher it lifts, the lower down your head goes, right? So if there was it's like a teeter-totter, pelvis goes up, head goes down. And again, where do you distribute the weight? More forward, what do you use the back toes for? Okay, lie on your back and rest. And start off with two knees. And now it's just one time that you bring the leg around for the right foot to stand. But see if you can use that strategy of tilting, right, shifting your weight, softening so that you bend a little bit to the left. So that the right knee becomes lighter on the floor, and then you can bring it around. Then stay there, stay with on the right foot and the left knee. Tuck the toes of the left foot, put the right arm a little bit on the knee, the left hand on the floor, and now tuck the left toes though, tuck the left toes. As you lift the pelvis, lift the bottom of the pelvis, lift it in such a way that you don't push your weight forward, but that you lift it so that it stays more or less in the middle of the base of support. So the weight of the pelvis doesn't get pushed forward to the right foot, so some of it actually has to go back towards the left ball of the foot, right, the left toes. And just note when you do that, do you have as much weight on the hand or not? Do you have a little bit less weight on the left hand if you not only lift your pelvis, but you shift it so it's not just being pushed forward onto the right foot, but some of its weight goes backward onto the left toes? And yeah, so what you may find, you don't have to stay, your head goes down as your pelvis goes up, and your pelvis may turn a little bit. The pelvis may swing a bit to your right, and your head may swing a little bit to your left. It may, it doesn't have to, but it may. So if you have most of the weight on the front leg, you're not quite there yet. So even though the two legs have such a different position, trying to stay within the center of that base of support. Okay, leave that, sit back, rest a moment. Kneel on the two knees. And by tilting just as much as you need, and not more, to the right now, you free the left leg and bring it around. Stay there. Put the right hand on the floor. Tuck the toes of the right foot. Tuck the toes of the right foot. And begin to lift the pelvis in such a way that you're not pushing your weight forward, but you're distributing the weight also somewhat backward to the ball of the toes and then the ball of the right foot. And literally, don't think of it as just lifting your knee, but literally think of it as lifting your pelvis, as if somebody just pulls you up by the bottom of the pelvis, by the two sitting bones. So as the pelvis goes up, the head goes down. And you can stop leaning with the forearm on the knee. You can put both hands on the floor. Or you can just not lean with the forearm on the knee and just use the right hand. So in other words, you feel free to abandon the leaning on the knee or the touching of the knee and do that a number of times. With the question of, like, could you use the hand less and less? Is it possible to use the hand less and less?
The right hand.
The right hand, yeah. The right hand or both hands if you have the left hand on the floor or if you have the forearm on the... Yeah, good. And leave that. Lie on your back and rest. Come to the two knees. So I think that's the left foot, right? So the right knee and left foot. So even though it's just one movement with which you bring the leg around, every time just find, is it possible to soften the weight in the direction to lighten up the appropriate leg? And is it possible to feel the moment where, see, so part of the softening of the chest is like, can the chest hang, not even so much to use this, the counterbalance of the weights, although that's part of it. Part of it is, can the chest be soft so that the balance has to be found more with the legs and the pelvis, rather than, because another way that we catch our balance or pseudo balance is we stiffen the chest, right? So here there's this purposeful strategy of saying, no. This is your feedback. Whether you can, if you can really soften the chest and really let it hang, then the balance stands a chance of being organized. Through the legs and pelvis. And what is the worst thing that can happen? You can land on your hand. So hopefully that's not too big of a deal, right? If you go too far, or you'll sit down or something. So, you know, in every one of these situations where you're not really just on the floor, lying on the floor in the back or the belly or the side, like, well, what is the risk here? What is the risk that I'm preventing myself from taking by actually holding back? And can I actually take a bit more? And then stay. So I think at this point it's left foot and right knee. left foot and right knee, I think. I don't know. Whatever it is, whatever the second side is for you. You lean a little bit. You put the hand. You tuck the toes. And again, you lift the pelvis, looking to distribute the weight so that it's actually on, not driven, not pushed forward. Not pushed forward, but it's not also pushed back. So where is it? Somewhere in the middle. And within the base of support. And then the next thing is, how can you direct the pelvis, use the two legs so that the hands are required less and less? And the hands are there first to to aid, to provide a broader base of support, which might allow you to lower the tensions in the chest. And here's a kind of a tricky thing, because for most people to get upright, it's the chest that pulls up. So here, the chest actually can't do it because you're lifting your butt first. So it's disabling, right? Disabling some usual strategies. Disabling some usual strategies. Okay, lying back, rest. And come up again to the two knees. And whichever direction you'd like to go to first. But again, tuck the chest, soft chest. Somehow the pelvis pivots on the knee. You may feel like you're not really on top of the knee, but you're kind of like going over to the side of the knee. We'll pick that up on day 3 and see if we can deal with that. But somehow you have to balance on this ball of the femur, right, that's left you. So while at the same time not keeping, making sure that the chest is soft, that's it. And then stay with the foot on the floor, the knee, tuck the toes under, tuck the toes under. And might it be possible to slightly, very lightly touch the floor with the appropriate hand. The other one can just be resting on the knee. And with only the lightness of the hand on the floor and the forearm on the knee to lift your pelvis. Lift your pelvis, the knee lifts, and then you set it back down. And then when you set it back down, is it set back softly? It's set back softly while the chest hangs, That's good. Okay. And then if you don't, if you can use the hand less and less, there might be a certain point at which the pelvis can be lifted and you could come up to stand. You could bring, now what would you do? Do you step to the back leg or do you bring the back leg forward? You bring the back leg forward. Don't trip over what you have underneath your knee. Bring the back leg forward, stand. And now take the same foot that's just been behind you. Take it backward to the place from where you can bring the knee to the floor.
Did we switch legs?
No, did not switch legs. Okay. Yeah. And then again, you can have the hands on the floor. You lift the pelvis. You step forward with the back leg. You stand up. And then you reverse that. But when you reverse that, it's interesting. Some people, when they reversed it, took the foot back. The pelvis stayed up and the head went down, and others became Roman Catholic all of a sudden, which was this. The head stays up.
And I would know where you would get your Roman Catholicism.
You know, of all people.
Anthony Christ.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so, you know, there you are, just come up. So you take the, you know, find the toe, you know, put the toe back, you know, and how far back, right? So that's the whole judgment of what we need as the base of support. And then lower yourself down in such a way that you could actually touch with the hand. And then just perfect it. And notice though that, okay, I'll be quiet for a moment. So you go back, just again, or take a pause, look around a little bit. Mm-hmm. So when you step back and bring the knee down and let the head go, again, it's very interesting because some people are, again, on the front leg. And then strain in the knee and strain in the calf and strain in the foot and maybe even some curled toes. So if the foot is back there, let it take some weight, let the head go down and bring the knee down just very, very lightly and maybe just touch with the hand as a reference point that will keep your head down and then lift. But again, when you lift, watch the tendency to push forward rather than to keep the pelvis really in the middle of the base of support. Use the two legs.
So when you just
not as much as you have been, a little bit less maybe, so that you, yeah, a little bit. So that you're still literally facing, you're still more facing forward. Right? Because then, yeah, so that you're facing forward and bring the other leg forward. It's for standing. That's it. Mm-hmm. You can change to the other leg if you would like.
What about facing forward?
Because the way the way that our colleague was doing it is he was coming up and literally changing 90 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's a point in which, right, when you go back, what you might do is your pelvis might turn a little bit, right? But actually it's more or less you're oriented, you're facing forward. So to have the weight go to the back foot, to have the weight go to the back foot, which the hip joint, to have the weight go to the back foot, the hip joint of the standing foot is the tricky one. Because the hip joint of the standing foot, actually, you see you have quite a flexed ankle in here. So it is much more difficult to bring the sitting bone of the standing foot back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the one. So what the tendency that happens is therefore it's easier to drive the weight forward or it's easier to turn a lot. Right? Rather than, so think about the hip joint and the sitting bone. Even hold on to your butt like I'm doing. To bring that sitting bone, where does that one go? You figure out where that one goes, your weight will go to the. Your weight will distribute also to the back foot. Oh, no, step back before you put your head down. She put her head down first and then step back. It's easy to get disoriented, huh? We don't do this very much. Do this very much. Lie on your back, and everybody lie on your back. So one more time, come to the two knees.
And just the very beginning of how we started, which is just soften the chest to one side, lean a little bit by softening, free the other leg and bring it out to the side and put it to standing. And do that a few times. Just notice if it's possible to. If it's possible to let the head really, the weight of the head really hang. Most of the weight is above the ear. That's the Or maybe one of the reasons why in this case we want to keep the head straight is that we're using eyes in relation to the environment to try to keep balance. So the minute the head tilts, lose the vertical orientation, and then you don't have the use of the holding on to the horizon to provide balance. So it kind of eliminates a whole other strategy, which means it kind of drives you to find more through the legs and pelvis. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of times in the other direction. So, and the great thing, of course, by risking more is that you'll have more moments where you'll actually falter and maybe touch down on the floor, which is what the brain needs to be able to say, oh, not that, right? If we keep controlling it, the brain doesn't really able to have the field of experience from which it can then pick and choose. Because we've never, you know, we haven't let the brain itself recognize, oh, that wasn't it, right? The brain, but we haven't let the non-conscious parts of the brain experience. Oh, this is what happens when I do that. When I go this much, oh, that is what happens. All right. And then, for those who would like to carry this through to the sweet end, is you bring one foot to standing, stand on the other knee, whichever one it is. Tuck the toes, tuck the appropriate toes. You can likely put your hand on the floor. Lift the pelvis. Bring the back foot up so that you're standing. Right? And take the opposite foot back. Take the other foot back and stay there, right? Stay with it back. Bring yourself down to kneel, but really softly, which means let the head and the chest hang to the degree that lets the pelvis stay up. Right? It's such a temptation once the foot goes back to start bringing the pelvis down first. Okay? It's quite a temptation once the foot is back to start bringing the pelvis down first. Right? Rather than to actually bring the head down first, which takes the hip joints backward. To bring the head down first really folds you in the hip joints, leads the pelvis up, and then you bring down the knee. Because if you start bringing down the pelvis before you bend at the hip joints, you're actually doing it all in the knees. It's all happening in the knees. If you let the head come forward, the folding actually becomes lighter in the knees because now you have the hip joints and the ankles participating. And less knee problem. That's right, because the work is distributed more into the in terms of the joints, yeah. And then in terms of the muscles, what you have is you have, I think, much more like, you know, the extensors are holding the weight here, and then it's lighter than if you're up here, all the weight is on the legs. And you're not doing anything in the hip joints, and it's all in the legs. I can't talk when I'm doing it because I'm holding in the belly. Yeah.
So there's a lot to think about here, isn't there? It's really a lot to think about. Really a lot to think about. So lie on your back. Bend your knees. Bring them to your chest. Put the left hand below the left knee, the right hand below the right knee. Cap. Let the knees go wider than the feet. And just lightly, not in an exaggerated way, just roll yourself in any kind of way you like. To the left, to the right. You can roll yourself up to sit. Just something very soft and global and so if you roll, if you wanted to roll yourself up to sit, then one knee, when you roll over to the side, one knee would have to lengthen away, and it would have to lengthen in the direction of the other foot. So you could come up to sitting with one knee and the sole of the other foot. And if you don't like, if you like to roll up to sit, but you don't like to hold your knees, then do it your favorite way. Something in which all the joints that have now been explored, and all the back, the pelvis, the chest, and the head, just get to flow a little bit. You can sweep your arms around to come up to sit. The head hangs in the more familiar way, which is forward rather than sideways. Good. And we will call it a day. It's a day. It is a day. Good.